Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
Is chocolate milk really the best post-workout regimen? Now, as I think about this, literally seconds before starting live on the show today, I decided I really didn't like that word, the best. I think we use that too much in the health industry. Best diet, best food, best workout, best supplement, you know, whatever. I think we all have to just admit that we're different. We're different people. We have different goals. So let me restate the question. Is chocolate milk really a good post-workout regimen? And when you say it like that, yes, it is. And so I was watching, where was I? Well, I think I was in New York. I was in New York recently doing some lectures and stuff. And I saw a local news channel. You know, they have the morning shows. Good Morning New York or something like that. And they had a segment, a health segment about chocolate milk and the benefits. And one of the parts of that was as a post-workout regimen. I thought, you know, I've heard that before. And I may have even answered a listener's question about this before, just real briefly, like, yes, it is a good post-workout regimen. But I thought, you know, why don't I look into this a little bit more? What does the science really say? You know, I mean, I can't help it. I'm a scientist. I'm a data nerd. I've said that before. So I thought, you know, what does the research really say about chocolate milk? So I started looking at it. And, you know, just to summarize, it is good. It has a good amount of protein. The chocolate part of it brings some needed carbs for tired muscles. And yeah, I mean, overall, the research shows that it is good for muscle recovery. Not necessarily muscle pain and stuff. That's different. And I'm going to talk about that if I have time. But so the research is pretty good. You know, using chocolate milk post-workout, it does seem to be a good thing to do for your muscles. The best summary of all this came from a Dr. Charles Smith. He's from the University of Arkansas. He is the director of the Fitness and Science Center there. He's a family physician. He says recent studies have shown that drinking chocolate milk after exercising is advantageous because of its protein content. Every cup of chocolate milk contains between 8 and 11 grams of protein. He goes on to say that this is ideal, and you'll want to consume between 15 grams and 25 grams of protein after workout, which equals between 500 mils and 750 mils of chocolate milk. So when I read that, and I started thinking about this even when I was looking at the research, but why chocolate milk? I mean, why not just milk? I mean, milk alone by itself, just regular whole milk now, has some good fat and some good protein in it. I mean, it even has a little bit of sugar. Why does it have to be chocolate? Why do I have to add, you know, chocolate to this? And so I went on, did some further digging into Dr. Smith's research and found a little statement he made about compared to plain milk, water, or most sports drinks, chocolate milk contains double the carbohydrate content, ideal for tired muscles. So it does seem like adding the chocolate is really about the carbs. The milk itself is the base, and it's about the good fats and the good protein. Chocolate milk has a nice high water content that replaces fluids lost from sweating and assists in preventing dehydration. In addition, it gives the body calcium, vitamin D, sodium, and sugar, which help you retain water and regain energy. Milk also contains key nutrients that sports drinks cannot match. Chocolate milk is pretty good. I think Dr. Smith goes on to say something interesting here. He says, before you make the switch to chocolate milk, examine your workout routine. Listen. If you're walking 30 minutes a day, which is good, there's a lot of benefits to just walking 30 minutes a day. I don't think you have to end that with a 500 milliliter or 750 milliliters of chocolate milk. I think that's, you don't need to. What we're really talking about here is chocolate milk is a good post-workout drink for people who are really working out pretty hard. You know, we're talking about hitting the gym, you know, lifting those weights. The calories, the carbohydrates, the proteins are going to really help to maintain a high level for athletes, you know, people who are serious about this. You know, I'm active every day. Yes, I'm going to talk about my dog. It's my show. I can talk about my dog all I want, Edie. She's so awesome. She's a border collie. So my exercise is just taking her out every day. And that's what I do. I'm sorry, I'm not a gym guy. But I'm out active with her, running around. We walk, we run, we play catch with. She loves the tennis balls, the sticks. She's a big lizard hunter. Anyway, so I'm active with her a good hour. But you know what? I don't need come on. It's not technically a workout. I don't need to be drinking chocolate milk after an hour outside with Edie. So it's really, this is really about people who are serious in the gym. Are there other things, though? Does it have, I mean, again, I'm going to ask the question, does it have to be chocolate milk after a workout? I mean, what about sweetened almond milk? Listen, that's great. I mean, almond milk has a lot of protein, has a lot of calcium, a lot of vitamin D, has the calories, has the carbs, has some fat. I mean, why not that? Why not some sweetened almond milk? That might be something, too. And when we say chocolate milk, what kind of chocolate milk are we talking about here? You know, when I was a kid, maybe this is why I like this topic so much, because I remember drinking a lot of chocolate milk. It was whole milk. We didn't really have 1%, 2%. I don't remember any of that. If it was in the stores, my mom never bought it. It was always whole milk. And it was the Hershey syrup, which really technically doesn't even look like chocolate. It's a darker color, and I don't know. Is that what we're talking about here? Just using Hershey syrup? Maybe it would be better to, so I found a recipe. Take dark chocolate chips, slowly melt them. There's that, listen, remember, I'm not a chef, guys, so I don't know all the words, but the double boiling system, where you have water in one pot and then you put it on, then you put a smaller pot on top of that, and then that's what you, yeah, they do that on Food Channel. You guys know I watch the Food Channel. That's how you melt the chocolate. And most of the time when I watch real chefs do this, they add some butter to it. That's probably fine. There's nothing wrong with some saturated fat. But I also saw a recipe where you can add coconut oil to that. That sounds good. That would be an awesome chocolate milk. I should try that. So dark chocolate chips, a little bit of coconut oil or butter, and then add that to a whole milk. I think that would be helpful. And by the way, when we're talking about this as a post-workout regimen, it is whole milk. You want the fat, you want the protein. Your 1%, 2%, it doesn't just strip fat, it also strips some of the protein content as well. So you want to make sure it is whole milk. What are some other things that athletes like to do that you might be interested in post-workout if drinking chocolate milk is not your thing? Or maybe you want to do it in combination with stuff. A lot of good research for branch chain amino acids after a workout. That's leucine, isoleucine, and valine. There are whole protein powders out there that include the BCAAs, the branch chain amino acids, or you can actually do powders that are just the BCAAs, the leucine, isoleucine, and valine. I saw an interesting study using pea protein. P as in PEA, the peas, green peas. A lot of good protein in green peas. And so there's pea protein supplements, and that also seems to be really good post-workout. If you got sore muscles, what do you want to do for that? Probably the best thing is a glutamine powder. A good friend of mine who is a marathon runner, and he actually does what are called super marathons. Like, I don't even know, like 50 miles or something. That's just crazy. But anyways, he does glutamine at night after a workout, and that helps. Tart cherry extract, good for the muscle pain, and curcumin and ginger combination for reducing inflammation in the muscles. There you go. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well. Mm-hmm.